This week, our assignment this week was to bring a song or a verse or something about Christ-likeness, and I found a song I really appreciate. It's, "Oh to be like thee." It's, "Oh to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart." Just really appreciate that, because that's showing that you're putting that desire above everything else.
Got a couple verses here in Matthew 6, verse 19 and 20. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust is destroy, and where thieves break through and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does destroy, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And I thought that's a good way to be like Christ, focusing on what's to come and not on this earth.
I got Philippians 2, verse 5, few verses. "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." So we need to humble ourselves just like he did.
I got 2 Corinthians 1, 12. "For our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially toward you."
Matthew chapter 5. "You should love your enemies and pray for those who accuse you. This is how we become Christ-like."
Here in Philippians 2:3-6, it says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus." It just shows his attitude there and how we should be like him.
I was thinking a way it would be like Christ is to set yourself apart from the world and to show you have a higher calling than to this world, and not go along with whatever they want. Just to set yourself apart from the world, and to show everybody that you have a higher calling, and not just to please and serve this world.
When I think about being Christ-like, I like to think about when Jesus was on this earth. We read in Matthew where his disciples were always asking, "What are we going to eat?" or "What are we going to wear?" Matthew, Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough troubles of its own." And I do this a lot. I concern myself with what I'm going to do tomorrow, or what's going to happen, down the road. I think it would be more Christ-like just to let all those things up to God and just focus on what's in front of me right now.